AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. It's another one of our small town series, and this one is on Royalton. And Bob Jansky, the owner of Treasure City, joins me now. So, Bob, you've lived in Royalton most of your life, correct?
Yes. I'm 81 years old, and I moved here when I was 10 from Rice.
Okay. I want to get the microphone a little bit closer. There you go. So you've been 10 years old. Your family moved from Rice to Royalton.
Right.
Okay.
My father, in 1949, bought a hardware store in Royalton, and we drove for like 3 years. I think we moved here in 51, about, 1951, and I was raised in the hardware store.
Okay. So you worked in the hardware store then, too?
I worked in the hardware store, until I was, went to high school here.
Okay.
Went to grade school in Rice, and in fifth grade, I came here and went through high school in Royalton.
Okay, and then after high school, did you stay in town? And
yes, let's see. I joined the service, went in the Army National Guards in July 10th of 1959, and went to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and did our basic, and spent 6 months there, and then I was back here, and then went to meetings at Camp Ripley for 4 years.
Okay.
After that.
How long have you owned Treasure City?
Treasure City was, I got married August 6th of 1962.
Okay.
And the day that we got married here in Royalton, we were driving around town, the car saying Hot Springs tonight and all that.
Yeah.
And they were just framing up Treasure City.
Okay.
So 1962 was in the year I got married. That's when they started, and I bought Treasure City in 1977. So
okay.
From 77 till now.
Till now. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Treasure City existed prior to you buying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two guys started a Treasure City, in one in Michigan, one in Wisconsin, and the one here in Minnesota. The one in Wisconsin is gone, but the one in Michigan, it's in Manistique, Michigan, on the Upper Peninsula, it's still there, and it's more of a clothing store than it is a souvenir and gift shop.
Okay.
Like ours.
Right. Has this always been a souvenir and gift shop?
Yes.
It has. Okay. And what you have in here is pretty much the same as what you owned it in 77?
When I bought it, the guy that owned it had $35,000 worth of inventory.
Okay.
In the store, I got $400 now.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's much different.
Yeah, much different. Sure.
And
yeah, it's a lot of space.
We purpose to have things that you can't find in most stores. That's our long suit. People come here because they can't find something somewhere to come to Treasure City, see if they
right.
find it here.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because Royalton, you've got Highway 10 going through,
right.
So it's busy highway coming through. But Royalton's a small town.
Yeah.
To have a place like this in a small town is kind of unique.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that very much.
Right.
And why has it worked for you in Royalton?
I'm just going to tell you, when I go to the cities, Twin Cities, and people ask where I'm from, and I'll tell them, and they say, where's that? I says, well, you know where Treasure City is? Oh, yeah, we know where Treasure City is. More people know where Treasure City is than where Royalton is.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good marketing then, right? It's definitely worked out.
And you said, why is it? I think it's a good location. We've got a gas station next to us. People come in. We figure about 70% of our business comes from the metropolitan area.
Okay.
And that's quite a bit. But it's like a layover down the drive, hour and a half to get here, and then they go an hour and a half further north.
Right.
To the lakes and to the boundary waters area. Or
sure.
Wherever up north.
Yeah, it's on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Can you tell me about, since you've lived in Royalton, how things have changed, like the downtown and the different stores that you've had? What do you recollect as far as what was downtown? And a lot of these places, I think, have been here a long time, though, too, right?
Yeah, but a lot of places have, are gone.
mm-hmm.
in the small towns. You know, the, we don't have a grocery store in town anymore. There's a place called Bill's Superette, which
yeah, is right on the outside of town
on
here.
The outside of town, that's got some groceries.
Mm-hmm.
But there used to be two grocery stores here in town. There are none anymore.
Right. Well, that would have been back in the 50s and 60s?
And 70s and 80s.
70s and 80s, too. Yeah. Okay.
In 1970, I don't know if I... because of my background here at the hardware store, I learned from my dad plumbing, and I could wire a home, plumb a home, build a home. In 1970, I started Granite City Construction in St. Cloud.
Okay.
And we built 400 homes in a 10-year period. So from 70 to 77 when I bought Treasure City, and then I still was in the construction business till 1982 when interest rates went to 16 and 17%.
Wow.
And now people are concerned about the 7%.
It's all relative, isn't it?
3.5 till 7 yeah. in the last year.
Right. Yeah. That changes quite a bit, doesn't it?
So because I was from Relton, I built 52 houses in Rice.
Okay.
Which is the next town. And
yeah.
And this town I built, I think we were 12 or 15 in Royalton that we added to this town. People, you know, come here because it's a quiet town. You know, it's not, come from the cities that live down there. I lived in the cities for about 4 years. And when I come back here, it took me 2 years to slow back down.
Because it is a slower
feel,
too.
Pace,
yeah. And you like the pace, slow. No. Yeah. So as far as the population of the town, has that changed a lot since you've lived here?
Well, it's 576, if I remember right.
Okay.
And I think it's 1,200 and...
Oh, yeah, much bigger than that now.
89 or something on the sign out here.
Yeah, so it's growing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you don't want it to grow too much?
No, it's okay. I mean...
It's good to have some growth, more customers.
Yeah. The town of Rice, when I came there to build, there was 126 houses in the town, and we added 52 in 2.5 years.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's where I was born, so that's why I sort of favored Rice.
Sure. Yeah.
But I built homes for people that couldn't afford homes, you know. We built through the Farmers Home Administration.
Okay.
Where they had, you know, low down payment, low monthly payments.
Right. So what is the ancestry of a lot of people that live in Royalton, do you know? Is there a lot of Germans, a lot of...
Polish
yeah. Germans.
Yeah.
Slovakians like they have in St. Stephen.
I'm not 100% sure on that, but yeah. German, there's a lot of Germans.
A lot of Germans, yeah. You know, decided to move to Royalton. And I think it's in the 1850s, too, is when a lot of people started settling in some of these smaller communities.
A lot of them, you know, the farms out here, people that were raised on the farm, you know, a lot of them, after they sell their farm, they retire and move into Royalton.
Sure, yeah, move into town.
There's been a lot of that.
Right.
They still stay in Royalton, but off the farm.
You know? Yeah. What makes Royalton unique? What would you say separates it from some, say, other small towns? Besides Treasure City, of course.
Of course.
Which does stand out. One of the things I find interesting is that you still have your stoplight here.
We didn't have one.
Yeah.
Until, I can't remember how many years ago, but, you know, on weekends, especially on holiday weekends, traffic backs up, even now.
Yeah.
But for a while they did the counting wrong. They were counting axles instead of vehicles. And
okay.
So they did some changing with the lights to help make it better for people to get through town.
Right, yeah. And you need to have some of that. Otherwise, they could just stop at Treasure City, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How long do you want to keep doing this?
Well, if you're interested, I'm ready to sell.
No. Well, it's definitely an interesting place, and you've got so many different little things.
We try to have things that you can't find in most stores.
Yeah, you can definitely tell.
We have sharks in a bottle, real sharks in a bottle. You know, we have alligator heads from 6 inches to 2 feet.
Yeah.
We have the Minnetonka moccasins, which are the Cadillacs in moccasins.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
kids love it
place.
Here. We got a lot of toys. A lot of grandparents bring their grandchildren here and shop with them. We like that.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, Bob, thanks for giving me some more insight into Royalton and your life and Treasure City, and I appreciate the information.
Okay.
Bob Jansky, the owner of Treasure City, joining us in our Small Town series here on WJON.